like a 2006 Audi A4. That's a car I used to own. Not the one I used to own, but they have one, and I love driving, especially for long drives. If you're driving in from Auburn or Tallahassee or even Millbrook or Wetumpka into downtown Montgomery, that's a great car to be in. And if you want something beefy for a new driver, 2005 Chrysler 300 C-Base at $4,700. Over 20 financing options at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. They'll get you done. They'll take great care of you. See Tip and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. Fox in a minute.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This radio show is not intended for listeners.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's raining at 5.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying the impeachment trial of President Trump will likely begin next Tuesday. The president calling on Republican leaders to dismiss the charges outright.
It's unlikely there are enough GOP votes to dismiss the articles of impeachment quickly. A handful of Republican senators are also pushing for a guaranteed vote mid-trial to consider additional witnesses and documents.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Wall Street spooked on the eve of a peace deal in the trade war with China.
Stocks closing well off their highs as investors pulled back after a report that the U.S. will keep tariffs on China through the 2020 election. Now, while this wasn't new information, it comes ahead of the all-important signing of the Phase 1 trade deal tomorrow in Washington. Traders say any negative headlines before the ink is dry on that deal will make investors jittery, and it did.
The Fox Business Network's Jerry Willis at the New York Stock Exchange. America is listening to Fox News.
Pinkard and Bowden, by the way, they do some funny stuff.
Good parody.
I get some great, I'm not a really classic joke teller. I like to tell stories, but not so much jokes. This is about a doctor who had been seeing an 80-year-old woman for most of her life. He finally retired. At her next checkup after he retired, the new doctor told her to bring in a list of all the medicines she was taking. He's looking through the list. His eyes grew wide because she had a prescription for birth control pills. She's 80 years old. So, Mrs. Smith, do you realize that these are birth control pills? Yes, they help me sleep at night, she said. Well, I can assure you, Mrs. Smith, there is absolutely nothing in these that could possibly help you sleep. She reached out and patted the young doctor's knee and said, Yes, I know that. But every morning I grind one up and mix it in the orange juice that my 16-year-old granddaughter drinks. And believe me, it helps me sleep at night. And now you know the rest of the story. In fact, I can't say I'd be totally shocked if some grandma out there was, you know, worried.
Grinding and mixing.
Oh, God, Marlo Thomas cheats death. I had a crush on her.
She's a beautiful woman.
Still 82. Mm-hmm. And you see her on the commercials for St. Jude's. We had her on the show, and I had to put her through the whole story. I said, yeah, her name was Anna, and yours was Anne-Marie on the TV show, and you both were beautiful and had raven hair and yada, yada, yada. She put up with it. And then she talked about St. Jude's, which I support.
Yes.
I'm glad that she cheated death. She's the only person. Well, of course, if you remember Phil Donahue's talk show, he wasn't liberal by today's definition. Today, liberal means insane. Back then, it meant, I'm just more open-minded about these things. Of course, they were wrong then, too, but she put up with it. We play that clip with Brandt, when Brandt's here, with Milton Friedman. With the maldistribution of wealth, that's how liberals open every sentence. With the maldistribution, except for mine. My wealth was well-distributed. I'm worried about how you're distributing yours, and that's where it gets off the cliff. If you are a smart and savvy shopper, Kaiser Fine Furniture opened 50 years ago. It's got a long history here. And they are really on the comeback trail in the sense that this has been, I did not know about them until Larry Stevens told me about them. We were looking for a recliner. He says you ought to check them out. So I did. Oh, and Larry mentioned, by the way, if you do buy from them, it's only 8.25% sales tax. So I went. Stella is a goddess. She is the best. You walk into Kaiser. It's a big building, wear comfortable shoes, 60,000 square feet of things to see, and almost all of it at 50% off the in-stock inventory. 50%. So bring your Christmas gift cards, accent pieces, entertainment centers, furniture for the living room, dining room, den, bedroom, that odd spot in the house that needs something, you're not sure what. They can also get you a Synchrony account at 0% for 18 months, so you can buy even more. But Stella and her staff know where everything is at. So when you say, I'm looking for this, this is my budget, they will find it. And they will line up multiple choices like they did for us. We had 10 to pick from, all in the price range of $400 that we set. We got it for a little bit less than that, paid the 8% sales tax, delivered the next day. So buy wiser and shop Kaiser in 2020. You're missing out if you don't. 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Brandt will join us in just a moment. In just a moment, I should say, in a moment. I had an Austin Powers moment. Rich has the forecast and local news from CBS 8.
Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Great Clips is having a great grand opening because at Great Clips, it's gonna be great. And that means everything. Your haircut, the price, even their grand openings. So come to the new Great Clips located at 7747 East Chase Parkway in front of Best Buy. In celebration of their grand opening, they're offering $6.99 haircuts for a limited time. Help celebrate by stopping in today for a $6.99 haircut at Great Clips East Chase in front of Best Buy. Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. State troopers are investigating a train crash near Alexander City. They say a CSX train collided with a tractor-trailer on County Road 299 in Chambers County. No injuries have been reported as a result of the crash, but the area will be blocked off as troopers investigate. They urge people to avoid that area if possible. The Montgomery County School Board expected to vote on Life Academy's charter school proposal tonight. The vote will happen tonight at a special called meeting at MPS headquarters. The proposal received overwhelming support at a recent public hearing. Senator Clyde Chambliss of Prattville is pushing to repeal the state's 4% grocery tax in the upcoming legislative session. Right now, money from that tax is used to fund the state's education systems. Chambliss says he is researching how to replace the money generated from the tax. The legislative session starts February 4th. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Every once in a while, I have to glance at a calendar. Yep, it's still January, but it's like an April forecast. Springtime warm and wet at times. For tonight, periods of showers and thunderstorms. A phenomenal overnight low temperature of 65. Tomorrow, high in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Maybe a couple of leftover showers Thursday. I think we're still in the low 70s. Perhaps a little break in the action on Friday. The rain chances, not quite zero, but another round of showers and thunderstorms coming in on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Drivers on the phone. Drivers on the phone. I'd like to pick a phone with drivers on the phone. If you just hang up and drive, we might get home alive. Menace on the road. There's a loser on the phone. His mouth is running like a drone. Pick milk up on the way. Get Timmy to his play. My safety could depend on gabbing with your friends, driving on the phone. This girl is talking to her man. They're making dinner plans. She ran into a van and hit a homeless man. If you just hang up and drive, we might get home alive. Morons on the road.
Only a cliche radio talent would play Riders of the Storm on a day like this, even though it is kind of a Riders on the Storm sort of day. That's called being cliche. In other words, anybody could think of that. We're different. We have some good parodies here. We're waiting on Brad McDonald. So how about while we're waiting...
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. Not really an earth-shaking story. Many of you may have heard the 68 Mustang, I think it's a 68, that was featured in the movie Bullet, starring Steve McQueen. The guy that owned the car after the movie was made wouldn't even sell it to Steve McQueen for any amount of money. Sold on to it for, what, half a century? Finally let it go for $3.4 million.
Wow.
The car that's in the movie. You can watch the chase scene. A lot of the movie is kind of classic 60s attitude, pretentiousness, San Francisco, blah, 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 blah. The car chase scene still plays well because it took them weeks to shoot the whole thing and piece it together. And Steve McQueen does not all, but a lot of the driving in that. And the movie has one interesting little twist. First of all, Jacqueline Bisset's in it.
Beautiful.
When, yeah, she still is.
Mm-hmm.
Although, oh, so is Jane Seymour.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing that commercial where she's saying how exciting it is to be 67 because she puts that goop on that takes away crepey skin.
Mm-hmm.
What is crepey skin?
Crepey rice. It's, you know, the loose skin that you have that...
I... my nuts are tightened. I don't have...
B-S-B-S-B-S.
I haven't looked in the mirror lately. Anyway, in the movie Bullet with Steve McQueen, there's a dead body. She's the girlfriend of some mob guy that in the murder that Bullet is trying to solve. That was the name of the detective Steve McQueen played. And the woman that played the dead body was Suzanne Summers before she became a thing on Three's Company. So if you ever watch the movie, it's a very quick, fleeting glimpse. Okay. They just show a lifeless woman, you know, that death look in the space. That's Suzanne Summers.
Kevin called in to say Steve McQueen's last ultimate offer was $50,000.
Well, that was when...
$50,000 was...
$50,000 in... Because he died very young. He was only 47.
He did.
$50,000 in... Using 1968 prices. My first... I think you could get 8 brand new Corvettes with $50,000 at that time.
Wow.
Corvettes cost $60,000 now. There was a story about that today. If, from our I Missed It News department for the morning show, this is one of those things, actually we nominated them for Morning Maroon. They didn't, I don't know if they won or not. A couple of guys who work as engineers. Now keep in mind that the car business and especially the high-end car business, all of that stuff is thriving. When the economy's good, people will buy something where they're not sweating every payment, you know? I mean, that's why the 80s were great. I bought a new car, a new Corvette every year, and the payments became so stupid. I mean, really stupid. I wasn't even sure why I was doing it. I think I was doing it
to impress.
Anyway. My car payment on the last one. Because I would put, in Florida, you drive everywhere. It's like California. 20,000 miles on it in a year. Fill up the ashtray, trade it in. No money down. Payment would go up every year. The last one I had was $958 a month.
Holy tamale.
That was on a 6-year loan, by the way, with my great credit. Then a goose came into my life, so I had to trade, and I did this proudly, by the way. I needed it. I needed the wake-up call. I turned that Corvette into a pair of Toyotas for Mommy and Daddy. And when I had a Toyota a couple of months, and I realized how stupid buying all those Corvettes was. Anyway... how did I get off on that? Okay,
lesson
back to
learned.
All right, the Corvettes. The 2020 Chevy C8 Corvette Stingray goes into production next month. I've seen pictures of the design. I mean, it's really cool. Two engineers who work for GM had a couple of cocktails and said, here's a good idea. Let's road test the new C8 Corvette on real streets in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Oh, goodness.
They were busted by the cops for going 120 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. Both smelled of alcohol. Both charged with racing a motor vehicle on a public highway, reckless driving, and speeding, possible DUI. GM is investigating. Now, I ask you, why these guys build cars? They have good brains, zero common sense. Why would you risk, I'm sure as an engineer for GM, you've got to be making a six-figure plus salary if you're designing $60,000 cars. That's just so dumb.
Yeah, and they will do jail time for that. That's...
Yeah, I mean, I know locally here a couple of guys that were just drag racing. And I guess high on Vaughn Road.
Yeah.
Killed somebody. One got 20 years on a plea.
You're a public threat.
I just don't get it. It's like the crotch rocket kids who come from nowhere. I'm not being, you know, look, nobody gets madder at that kind of behavior on the road than Terry Adams. Terry loves the outdoors. He loves bikes. He is Mr. Wheels, but he is also Mr. Safety. And I've seen that happen on 85 behind the building when we were down checking traffic, and his face gets red when he sees that, because it gives all bikers a bad name.
Yeah. And you really can't see them when they sneak up on you like that.
You know, the one time I really saw my mother livid with my father, I guess he was in his early 60s, he comes tootling up the driveway. It wasn't a big motorcycle. It was just a motorcycle. My mother wanted to kill him. They had the biggest fight. She thought it was dangerous. You shouldn't be on that. My dad could drink, but my dad never fooled around with his motorcycle. And I never learned to ride because I just didn't think me...
was a good idea.
Me and a motorcycle were not really a match made in heaven. Speaking of wrecks, let's see what's happening on the roads at 5:23. I said.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. All right, we've got an accident just past the Alabama River Bridge. Several cars involved. They're up against the center divider. You'll need to be in the center lane and right lane to get by. That's got traffic backed up all the way through the merge to I-85 southbound. If you're waiting to merge, that's the reason. Sheer volume of traffic has a very slow go out of downtown on 85 northbound all the way up to Ann Street. Another slowdown from the Eastern Boulevard past Taylor Road to Chantilly Parkway. The Eastern Boulevard just slammed. We've got two accidents there. Calmar Drive, and also as you approach the Troy Highway from Woodley Road, there's an accident there. We've also got an accident on I-65 southbound just before Hope Hall. One lane traffic there outbound as you leave the city. Traffic is heavy everywhere. Please slow down and buckle up. Try to drive safely. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Don't worry about the rain. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, I think we have a traffic blurb from one of our listeners.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Chandler, what you got for us?
Hey, everybody listening, kind of need to stay off the interstate a little bit. I-85 and I-65. I just got off of work coming from Hope Hall. And I-85 northbound is just real, real slow. There's a wreck over there on the southbound side, but the traffic on the northbound side is real, real slow. My bad, I'm speaking of I-65. I-65 is real slow, and I-85 is real slow, north and southbound. I don't know if y'all just reported the wreck on the northbound side, but no police have gotten to it yet, and I believe there may actually be two wrecks, one that officers may already be at. I've seen an ambulance over here.
Northbound, did you hear me? 85 or 65, the wreck?
On 85 northbound.
At what street, do you know? What exit?
Right, as soon as you're coming down the second bridge to the downtown exit.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
Yes. Right.
I'm going to go out and look myself here in just a minute and see what's going on and try and confirm some of this chaos.
Randall.
Hello, Randall.
Hey, good evening. Good evening.
Would you like a Gwyneth Paltrow candle?
Oh, yes. Yes.
What's up this afternoon, my friend?
Touch it with a finger, so when I light it, that's all I said. But, I don't know, I just called. I didn't want to mess up Brandt, but I just wanted to call chit-chat for a little time. He ain't called. But man, everybody want to know, you know, they want to know Brandt's slowdown right now, especially with the China stuff going on. It's so good that you got that man. I mean, I bet you all kind of ears playing up against the radio. And but while I'm here, I will give a little side, sad note, kind of, sort of. But this day, back in 2004, one of Prattville police was shot and wounded and by a fellow officer, and he ended up dying from his injuries. And today they celebrate, you know what I mean, his life and legacy that he left behind. And Papa George, which comes to Baumhauer's all the time down there, he comes all the way to Montgomery. He got sergeant last week. So I was going to tell you that, yeah, you know, you thought you'd be happy to know that. But he comes down there and wins. He just sits there by himself. Don't ever bother no, you know what I mean? He don't even bother me. Sometimes I don't even need to be there until he gets ready to leave, man.
That's awesome.
Pop is. But he'll be there tomorrow night. But
We will be at Baumhauer's tomorrow night, and we're also, for those who are listening and planning on joining us, we'd like to take up a little collection for Fun Size Jane, as she's known on our show, Frances Walker. They just joyously announced that they're expecting, and then her dad passed away at 61, and she was a dad. I'll get choked up because she's one of the sweetest people that ever walked the face of this earth, and after waiting and trying and finally, and then this is why I've been having conversations with God since the second of the month, because this has been happening to a lot of people I know. But we would like to do something nice. There's no money problem there. It's not that kind of a thing. We just want to do something thoughtful for Fun Size Jane and Ellen.
For using her name so much, because I've heard Fun since, you know what I mean? That was before
her.
That was before,
right? Randall, you met her. She does come to Baumhauer's. Mm-hmm. They haven't been able to come as much in the last year or so because...
Ellen!
His business is growing. They're just two of the nicest people I've known in my time in town. And it breaks my heart to know that she's hurting at the level she is, especially in her delicate condition. Randall, thanks for your time, buddy. Biloxi Gambler.
Hey, Greg.
How are you?
You were talking about the motorcycle stuff.
Yeah.
There was a guy here just recently that, you know, it was on the news and everything. You know, he's a young kid, a good guy, died in a motorcycle accident. So I pulled up the information on it. And it was in Florida, so all the information has to go to the media and all that. They can't.
Right.
They have open records down there. We don't have open records. And that's why all the news comes from Florida, because you find out everything about every crazy whatever. Well, this young man, God bless him, he was on his motorcycle, and there was a pickup truck in front of him that was turning left. And I've had three friends die the exact same way.
Mm.
And when the pickup truck turned left, he was flying. He was excessive speed is what the troopers down there said. And they charged the man in the pickup truck because he had a revoked driver's license, but he was not intoxicated at the time. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. When the truck turned left, he came flying up to pass the truck. And, of course, he T-boned the truck and was ejected off the motorcycle. But here's the thing, Greg. In Florida, you don't have to wear a helmet. And he wasn't wearing a helmet.
That's crazy.
It breaks your heart.
It breaks your heart.
Such a fine, strong, athletic young man with a whole future in front of him in his 20s and not wearing a helmet, flying on. I mean, I understand flying on a motorcycle. When I was in my 20s, I'd done the same thing. But now that I'm in my 60s, of course, I'm not flying on a motorcycle. I'm driving very safe and slow and all, you know, whatever. But, yeah.
That, you have common sense.
But Lexi Gamma, I think the reason I'm still around, given all the stupid stuff I've done, and I've told
is luck. You've been hit by a car three times.
Well, no. Let me explain something. You know, I drank things that would kill people, and was excessive with other stuff. But I had limiters. I never did anything that was psychedelic. I was afraid of that. I was afraid of anything in a needle. Wouldn't do that. No matter how I might have needed something, I would never do that. And I never got on a motorcycle or tried because I just had a feeling that was not a good thing for me. That's probably why I'm still around.
Mm-hmm.
I have this a limiter, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, that is a good thing. And, you know, somebody sent me a picture of the new Corvette the other day on Facebook or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I said, it's pretty, but I'm too old to climb down in one or climb down one. I could ride on top of it.
Hey, I wanted to ask you a quick question. Did you recently
Go ahead.
Did you recently meet Mommy the Swami?
No, sir.
Okay, I'm trying to identify somebody that bumped in that recognized her voice from the unmistakable.
There you go.
And I thought it might be you.
I'd love to meet her, but no, I haven't.
I'll get her up to Baumhauer's one of these nights. But anyway, thanks for the call, bud.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
He's a good storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, our top story, skunk rescued from a dryer vent.
Ooh.
Yeah. We were in Florida. We went to Il Molino's. And it was kind of a trip down memory lane because the restaurant, I'd been to it before. It had been 17 years. And it was in the traffic circle intersection, Sunrise Federal, next to the legendary Gateway Theater, where I once escorted Connie Francis on the 25th anniversary re-world premiere of Where the Boys Are. Restaurants right next door to the theater. And sometimes I wonder if I should tell my daughter these stories or not, but she's all grown up now.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her about this date at Il Molino's. That's one of, I didn't know it was one of her favorite places. It's somebody I actually was friends on Facebook with up until very recently when she said, I had no idea you were such a Republican. And I had no idea you were such an ignorant... Well, anyway. So, we're going on this date. See, I had it all going on. I made her come up from Miami to meet me. Then I drove us to the restaurant. I'm not driving down to Miami and then bring you all the way back. Those days are over. So, as we're driving to the restaurant, I have literally a brand new Lexus. I work for a Lexus dealer. Part of my radio gig is their marketing guy. So I was in a new Lexus every 3 months. It was really cool. And there was a squeaking sound. It was kind of like one of those noises you might hear in a car, but you can't figure out where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
We go, we eat, we come back, we get in the car, and it's filled with the smell of death.
Ugh.
I mean, so bad that we had to roll the windows down all the way and literally hang our heads outside just to get back to my place so she could get in her car. And driving it to the dealership the next day, I may as well have had a skunk in there with me to freshen the air. And they took it to the service department, and sure enough, they pulled, I guess it's possible for, I guess it was a small rat or something, climbed up into the car, I guess it ate some poison, had to go somewhere, had to die behind my dashboard. Thank God I didn't see it while I was driving through the air conditioning vents. That would have been the end of me. I've been very lucky in that regard. 5:35.
It was Randall that met Mommy the Swami.
Randall?
Yes. He just called.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. That is a meeting of destiny. Mm-hmm. Swami and Randall. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing can save you money if you are looking for somebody to partner up with to protect the comfort of you and your family year-round, to make sure your system runs efficiently, that your electric bills aren't obscene. Call 277-2125 and team up with the best in the business, Clark's. Their technicians are phenomenal. They're amazing human beings. when they're in your house, whether they're just doing a basic tune-up or coming to your home for some type of emergency work, maybe a broken water heater. That's how I met them. You meet the nicest people when your water heater breaks and floods your living room. It's one of the lessons I've learned here in Montgomery. That's how I found Clark's. They're just tremendous. But they will, if you pick up the phone and call 277-2125, if you notice your electric bills are getting inexplicably high, I waited, and it was a very expensive mistake. They came out, got it fixed, and my electric bills went down. But you get those two annual tune-ups. They schedule those at your convenience, so get them done. And make sure that if anything needs to be fixed or addressed, they'll do it. They'll clean the system, make sure it runs efficiently. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have two accidents back-to-back on I-65 northbound. This is right near the Northern Boulevards. Those two accidents are backing up traffic on 65 northbound and 85 southbound, trying to merge on 65. We also have an accident near South Union Street on I-85 that's got traffic backed up downtown and is making traffic slow all the way up to about Ann Street. We have another slowdown, Ann Street to Perry Hill, and also from the Eastern Boulevard all the way out past Taylor Road to Chantilly Parkway. Two accidents on the East South Boulevard, Calmar Drive, and approaching the Troy Highway just past the Honey Baked Ham Store. Watch out for both of those. 65 southbound, two accidents back-to-back about Hyundai Boulevard. One lane traffic by those headed outbound on 65 south. And Highway 14 at I-65 in Prattville, still a backup there from an accident they're working there. Use caution wherever you are. It's very congested, and you're going to be sitting in traffic downtown for a while. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theaters at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Wow. Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by
other lawyers. A couple of things from Rich. In 24 hours, we've had almost 2.5 inches of rain. And there is a power outage, I guess, in the Halcyon area.
Uh-oh.
No idea why. Rich has one of those generators that you get from Mr. Electric. The name of it escapes me, but it is the, it's not one of those.
Generac,
thank you. God, how did you remember that?
What can I say? I have a mind like a steel trap.
Power's out in his neck of the woods, but his Generac kicked in, so he's good to go. That's what you really want to have when it comes to backup power. And we have...
Skipper.
Hey, man, I'm down here in the traffic dungeon. I hate to take up extra time on your show. But we got an overload of problems right now. It's a really bad problem downtown with those two accidents at the Northern Boulevard.
Yeah, on 65.
We've got, I can tell you what's going on with Rich's power. We have a transformer that exploded out that way.
Ooh.
We got a bunch of emergency vehicles responding to that one. We've got an accident now right before Wetumpka on 231, just as you get into Wetumpka at Jasmine Hill Road. Pretty bad one right there. We've got a new accident on the Eastern Boulevard that's going to be right near Shirley Lane that's causing a problem besides all of those others that we got. They're coming in. It's almost like traffic Armageddon this afternoon.
Holy cow. Well, the one at Shirley Lane picked a good spot. That's where Montgomery Paint and Body is.
Yeah, that'd be a great place to, you know, so if you're going to have one, there or hospital, those are the two safest beds.
What made the generator explode? Did they know? Did somebody hit
it? They don't know. They just got a bunch of... they had a problem. Somebody saw some arcing, and then the thing exploded, and so they're working on that. 2200 block of Executive Park Drive, we've got an accident there. Another crash now on 85 northbound Union at Court Street. I-65 southbound at the Mobile Highway. We've got an accident there now as well. So that's 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. We got about 12 accidents ongoing right now around the city. So much stuff, I can't get it all in one in one report. So just wanted to make it, let everybody know, slow down, buckle up, and be patient. They're trying to get on, but they're stretched thin because there's so many accidents. So do your best, and we'll try our best to keep you updated.
Appreciate it, man. Busy day. Thanks, down there. Buddy. There's nothing but chaos. It's 5:41. I'm a little behind, so Sam and
Captain,
by the way,
John.
Brant, I have kept my phone off this afternoon. Brant did text, and he's got a major dental issue going on. It's been a suck day for a lot of people today, and I'm sorry. We'll get through it. Tomorrow will be a better day. Captain John, stick around.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain. Like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Not just local people helping local business, but better butter.
Greg is smart.
Thank you. Here is Captain John.
Hey, good evening. How are y'all?
Huh.
I wanted to thank you for the All-American Auto Certificate to go get my car serviced. I picked that up today, and I'm going to be going to do that soon. I'll report back on that.
I would appreciate it. I'm sure you will not be disappointed.
And I just want to make a quick comment. You were talking about motorcyclists earlier. I'm 61. Going on 62, and I've been riding since I was 17 years old, off and on. And the one biggest improvement I made in all these years of driving a motorcycle, and I've got lots of miles on them, is that I started wearing a lot lighter colors, and I've also went to the the ones that the guys wear, you know, on the interstates, all that orange and yellow fluorescent with the stripes on them. You can really see that. And I've seen a big reduction in people pulling out in front of me or turning left, or I've seen them catch themselves as soon as I come around a corner. They can see me at a much further distance. And there's studies to support that. But anybody motorcycling, we're trying to get them out of this, you know, wearing the black leather, you know, the Steve McQueen look and all that. But that's just a little something I wanted to throw in.
Glad you did, Captain John. Thanks a lot.
Bye, buddy.
Another thing I wish people would wake up and not do. Our streetlights suck. They do in most cities. But I'm coming up Carmichael Road. We have so many unlit areas in this town. And I don't care what color you are. If you're not wearing something bright or a reflector, it's hard to see. I've had a couple of close calls just because I could not see the person. We have no streetlights in my neighborhood. It's ridiculous. I don't know how that happened. I'm going to sue them. As soon as I get back from local news, just local news and weather, Chad, and then we're coming right to you in 2 minutes.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Montgomery County School Board expected to vote on Life Academy's charter school proposal tonight. The vote will happen tonight at a special called meeting at MPS headquarters. The proposal received overwhelming support at a recent public hearing. State troopers are investigating a train crash near Alexander City. They say a CSX train collided with a tractor trailer on County Road 299 in Chambers County. No injuries have been reported as a result of the crash, but the area will be blocked off as troopers investigate. They urge people to avoid that area if possible. Senator Clyde Chambliss of Prattville is pushing to repeal the state's 4% grocery tax in the upcoming legislative session. Right now, money from that tax is used to fund the state's education systems. Chambliss says he is researching how to replace the money generated from the tax. The legislative session starts February 4th. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Every once in a while, I have to glance at a calendar. Yep, it's still January, but it's like an April forecast. Springtime warm and wet at times. For tonight, periods of showers and thunderstorms. A phenomenal overnight low temperature of 65. Tomorrow, high in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Maybe a couple of leftover showers Thursday. I think we're still in the low 70s. Perhaps a little break in the action on Friday. The rain chance is not quite zero, but another round of showers and thunderstorms coming in on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Seems to me it's just not right that a candle smells like wind.
You are correct, Rocket Man. Here is Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob in this congested day.
Yes!
Chad.
You know, I guess this is the second week of World War III. How's it going for us?
I'm dodging missiles left and right. I can't take it. I need a president that's going to keep the peace.
I just want to remind everybody that the conventional wisdom of all the experts about Iran has been 180 degrees wrong.
Yep.
I'm going to give three examples. I think you'll agree with all of them. First, Trump was told if he pulled out of the Iran agreement, it would diplomatically isolate the United States. We now have the EU, Britain, now are going to invoke the provisions to basically revoke the sanctions or to reimpose the sanctions against Iran.
Yep.
So they are now, the European Union is now joining the United States. And Britain has asked us to take the lead on renegotiating the whole thing, right? Second, we were told that bombing Soleimani, the terrorist, was going to start World War III.
Yeah.
Well, that absolutely has not happened. Then we were told that because we killed Soleimani, it was going to bring people out into the street and unify the country of Iran. The opposite has happened.
Exactly.
The students are in the street protesting against the regime.
You are correct, sir.
And so anybody who sits there and listens to any, and I'm not talking about experts on MSNBC. I'm talking on Fox, CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS. You know, orange man bad. That's their conventional wisdom.
They are warped. They cannot think coherently anymore because they're so invested in their own loathing.
It's just like Reagan. You'll remember.
Oh, it's worse. No, it's not near. Reagan was, he had a hard time. This is nothing.
Oh, no, no. What I was going to say is not that part. Yeah, he's definitely given a lot more hell than Reagan could ever dream of getting. And Reagan was my first president that I voted for, and I was proud to vote for him. I loved him. But the same type of thing was thought of him, that, oh, he's got a finger on the hair trigger, and he's going to cause World War III. And, you know, they criticized him when he walked away from Soviet Union at Reykjavik, and then he ended up getting a better deal, you know?
Nobody fired a shot. It didn't happen during his term, but shortly after, the Soviet Union breaks up, and, I remember that.
We spent them into the ground on development, you know, and that's what really started breaking because they just didn't have the capital to be able to keep the country going, and they were broke, you know. And you remember it, and I remember it. But the one thing that you definitely remember about Reagan is he said, look, if I make a promise, I'm going to keep it. You know, he went into Grenada. He had to do a couple other small actions, but he did not start a major war.
Well, he had the obstacle of working with Democrats where Trump has just taken no prisoners, and he has kept an unbelievable number of promises since he took office.
He just has the obstacle of working against the rhinos and Democrats.
Liberals are perfect. They're 100% wrong every time.
Well, I can tell you right now, if they start calling witnesses in this trial, it's going to work to his advantage. I can assure you of that.
Every time they think they get him, his approval goes up another point.
It's like the Democrats and conventional wisdom mainstream media are like Wile E. Coyote, and they keep blowing up on them, or they keep falling off the cliff, or the cliff keeps falling with them on it.
Right.
You know, Trump's Roadrunner. He's even got the hair like Roadrunner, doesn't he?
Yep. He's got him.
All right, my friend. That was funny, that Gwyneth Paltrow thing you were just playing.
I know. Why would anybody?
Yeah. Have you seen what The Rock tweeted out? He's got his own scent himself.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just say you remember the, he's joking about it. He did it in response. Let's just put it this way. It is similar to the old Saturday Night Live skit about sweaty balls.
That's one of the last times Alec Baldwin was actually funny.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, it was the only time he was ever funny.
He's another one going off the deep end today. Chad, I got to run. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Take care.
I just received the longest traffic report ever uploaded from downstairs. The longest ever. Tomorrow, you should buddy up. Like Rich and I do. Rich and I do infusion. We get our IVs. We can sit there and talk while we're getting healthy things put directly into our veins. We do what's called the Myers cocktail, which is an all-purpose energizer, vitamins, very restorative, very balancing, good energy booster. Helps you sleep, too. That's why these things are really cool, because they not only solve things you might be having trouble with, low energy, maybe partying too much. One visit to infusion can fix that with IV vitamin therapy, but there's so much more going on there. I have been doing dry needle or acupuncture therapy for about 4 weeks. It's amazing. It's just amazing. A, it feels great. It doesn't hurt. And at the end, you spend 5 or 10 minutes under a nice, hot, heavy pad, and it just, man. Infusion is a place I can literally guarantee whatever you're walking in with is going to be better when you walk out. Whether it's cryotherapy, the IV vitamin therapy, the Juve light therapy, the dry needle therapy, great chiropractor, Dr. Terry Gross is there. Call Ryan Turner at 296-1662, 296-1662, or read up on these at infusioncryoandlaser.com because this can change your life.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Just coming to you like this because we've got an overload of traffic problems right now in the Montgomery area. We have two accidents on the Northern Boulevard at I-65 that have traffic backed up on 65 and 85 southbound. It's a bottleneck downtown. We've got a couple of fender benders on I-85 near South Union Street. Traffic is backed up onto 65 northbound. It's a slow go out of downtown. We have an accident near East Shirley Lane as you approach I-85. We still have an accident on the East South Boulevard, just passing the Honey Baked Ham store on your right as you approach the Troy Highway. I-65 southbound near Hyundai Boulevard, two accidents back-to-back, one lane traffic there. In Prattville on Highway 14 as you approach I-65, there is an accident there. They've about got that one cleared, and so you might be cool there. Over in Wetumpka, as you get into Wetumpka, Jasmine Hill Road, there's an accident there that has traffic backed up all the way down past Riverside Chevrolet. That one is causing a little bit of a problem. Just use caution and wait out the emergency vehicles there. They're trying to get all these accidents clear. We have still have a very high volume of traffic everywhere this afternoon, but we are in traffic overload as far as accidents. In the state of Alabama, there are over 35 accidents being worked everywhere right now in the state. So just be patient. Bring your tax refund to Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag. That's Reinhardt Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.